96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're of a certain age, you may remember Mom clipping coupons out of the Sunday paper to save a few bucks at the grocery store. You may have even done it yourself. Well, it still happens today with a modern twist. And tonight we're asking, what is the key to successful shopping and couponing? Well, my guests will share that information with you. Danielle Barbieri is a coupon clipping expert and founder and CEO of PIRC.com, the world's first personalized circular. We're also going to be joined later by Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. If you have questions about coupon clipping, savings, apps, the new way to save money when you shop, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Danielle, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Harold.
Are you up to your neck in paper?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, everyone thought that the paper coupons, you know, that do come in the Sunday paper were going to go away. And the funny thing is that, yes, there are a lot of coupons that are digital now, but those Sunday paper coupons have an average face value of about $1.50, and about 90% still of all coupons distributed actually are in the paper. So they're still around, and you know, they still have a high value if you're willing to actually, you know, go through the papers and actually clip the ones out that you want.
What's the secret to great couponing, particularly at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So I would say this. I mean, the reason why we started Perk, you know, our website, was that you wouldn't have to actually flip through all the weekly ads and then look at all your coupons and then match them up. So that's actually kind of what, that was the purpose of Perk, is to really say, okay, give us your shopping list, and then we'll tell you when they're on sale and if there's any coupons. The other key thing, you know, as far as really saving at the grocery store with coupons, is absolutely, number one, sign up for their loyalty program. Mm-hmm. And if you can give them your email, you will absolutely get personalized coupons. All the big stores are doing it now, and even some of the little stores.
Wow, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about saving money through couponing. It's 2016. Folks are still doing it. Let's go to Wanda. Wanda calling from Upper Marlboro. Wanda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Wanda, are you there?
Yes.
Go right ahead, dear.
How are you? Listen, I'm so glad you're having this topic. It's very important. It's so vital nowadays that everything is so expensive. But I just wish that couponers would be a little more organized when they get to the register. I've been couponing for quite some time, and I just, you know, it's very frustrating to me. And I know to the customers behind me who aren't couponers, if they could just be a little more organized and have their coupons to match the item before they get to the register.
Wow. Yeah, well, how about that, Danielle? I feel her pain. They open up that little purse and, you know, little clippings are flying everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's a great point, Wanda. I mean, it's hard, right? And as you said, you know, we all have to be a little understanding. But the thing that I tell people is, you know, you don't want to go at the busiest time, you know, and you don't want to go on a line, you know, obviously that's for Express, even if it is for a couple of items, because it does take time for the cashier to bring everything up together and do the discounting. So I would say go at off times. And, you know, and if somebody behind you just has a few items, let them go in front of you.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Be nice to your grocery shoppers in line. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about modern couponing, how to save money. Let's go to Grace. Grace calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Grace. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I'm so grateful for this program. I am a coupon wannabe person, meaning I collect the coupons, I have an envelope in my bag, I have them with me, I met at the store, I purchase things that I know is supposed to match the coupon, and I'm one of those that might get to the register and can find the coupon or I can't. So I need a strategy because I will have the coupon, but and I'll see something that's not on my list, right, and I'll purchase it, and then I do have to look for them, but so often I end up not using coupons even though they're in my bag, so I need help. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions for her, Danielle?
Yeah, you know, I do. And you know what? You're not alone in that. Everyone, it's hard, right? It's hard to keep track. I mean, I would say really spend the time before you even get into the store, and that's make your list and or even, you know, cut out the weekly ad item that's on sale as and then cut the coupon as well and put them together and just have them all in one pile when you get to the when you get to the register if they are paper coupons. The other thing I would say is if you find yourself actually paying for that item and you've already left the store and you realize you have the coupon, you can go back into the customer service desk and show them the receipt and give them your coupon, and they'll do the adjustment for you.
Talk to me a little bit, Danielle, about this pop culture thing we've heard so much of where the, you know, the Danielle Barbieri's of the world walk into a grocery store, for example, and they walk out with hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of groceries, and not only are they couponing so well that they don't pay anything, but then they get money back. Is that really true?
I'm glad you asked that. No, that's actually not those shows that you may see on cable TV. They're really not 100% accurate in the everyday in real life world. You know, yes, you can save on average anywhere from, you know, about 40%, because sometimes you can get an item with a sale and a coupon from that's almost free, and then sometimes you're saving, you know, only maybe 10 to 20%. I would say you absolutely have to set realistic goals and not try to replicate any of those shows that we've seen. Because it's number one, it's not accurate, and number two is you really don't want to be clearing the store shelves as well. You want to be courteous to your fellow shopper.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Anthony, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to learn how to do this. I saw these three young ladies coming out of the Walmart, and they had, like, almost three baskets. And, I mean, it had everything from cereal to cleaning supplies, school supplies. I think I saw food. I might have saw some clothing. And when they showed me their receipts, I mean, it was like $1.17. I mean, it was like something. I don't remember the exact amount, but they had three baskets full of stuff, and they didn't spend that $10.
Yeah, again, talk to us a little bit about that. I think, Danielle, that one of the key things is not just in the couponing, but smart shopping.
That's right. That's right. Now, there are a lot of, say for Walmart, for example, you know, they do have a program called Savings Catcher where they will match weekly ads. So, for example, if you're buying a cereal at Walmart and you know that another grocery store is selling that cereal for a dollar less, you can actually go to customer service at Walmart, show them the ad, and they'll match the price. Now, in the case of those three cartfuls, I would imagine that there's a lot of preparation before they go into the store as far as looking at the weekly ad and then looking at their, you know, the coupons that are available in the paper, as well as sites like...
Oh, they had three containers filled up with, like, I mean, it was all nice and neat, like little compartments. They had three containers of coupons. I mean, it was like...
Wow.
Maybe each one had, like, 30 drawers, and they had three of them. And, I mean, they were organized.
Yep. Well, that's the key. You said it. You said they were organized. There's a lot of prep ahead of time. But if you're just trying to start out, I would say really just think about the big ticket items in your, you know, in your pantry and in your house. Things like laundry detergent, diapers, pain relievers, razors. There are always a lot of sales on those items. Every 6 to 8 weeks is when the sales kind of recycle themselves. And then you know, you can start with those larger purchases and then look for coupons as well. Again, you can go to our site. There's another site called flip.com, FLIPP.com, and they actually show what's on sale for the week around you, and then on Perk, we show the matching coupons that you can then print or cut out from the Sunday paper from that week.
Is there a downside to this? There's so many coupons out there for, and again, at the grocery store, for things that you may not necessarily need, and sometimes I've seen you may have a name brand soup and a 20-cent coupon, and then the store brand is still cheaper with the coupon. Don't you really need to pay attention?
Absolutely. I mean, people swear by a list. Swearing by the list allows you to say, okay, this is what I actually really do need, and it lets you just separate what do I need, and then, okay, this might be what I want right now because I'm being tempted with a sale. I do want to mention, too, and this is a great point that you bring up, about retailer brands. Retailer brands they could be up to, 60% cheaper than a national brand. And, Consumer Reports does a lot of studies about ketchup and laundry detergent, and they talk about which brands are maybe the equivalent and sometimes even better. I remember they talked about Target has a store brand called Market Pantry, and their ketchup was rated actually even better than, I think it was Heinz. Yeah, it was Heinz ketchup. So you really want to look at the store brands because oftentimes it's the same exact ingredients, only in maybe a more inexpensive packaging.
Wow, that's amazing. I need to take a break, and I know that we're going to have to let Danielle go. But for those of you who are interested in finding out more about, and I said PIRC, well, yeah, it's PIRC.com. It's perk.com.
Yes.
Danielle Barbieri, thank you so very, very much. And happy shopping to you. you're a lady after my own heart.
I love it.
Well, look, if you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We also are going to be talking to Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite, as we continue this conversation about frugal shopping, coupon clipping, saving money. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll still be taking your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.